Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. United midfielder Fred has admitted that teammate Cristiano Ronaldo is upset about not having directly qualified for this year's World Cup in Qatar with his native Portugal. Portugal missed out on automatic qualification to the finals after losing their final group game 2-1 to Serbia back in November, despite being on course to register a routine win after Renato Sanchez had fired them in front with just 2 minutes on the clock. However, Fulham hitman Aleksandar Mitrovic's 90th minute winner sealed Serbia top spot in the group, leaving Portugal and Ronaldo the task of going through the playoffs in an attempt to reach Qatar later this year. To ensure they join the likes of England, France and Spain at the tournament, Portugal must navigate their way through two playoff matches, a semi-final and a final, starting with a clash against Turkey towards the end of March. Should they get the better of them, they'll face either Italy or North Macedonia in a straight shootout to decide who qualifies for Qatar, meaning one big name nation will miss out. Well, speaking about the situation, Fred said, "We talk a little about this. Of course, he's very upset about not qualifying directly. But as a great player and as their captain, he knows how to prepare his teammates in order to qualify." Moving on, and Everton have reportedly joined the race to sign Manchester United outcast Donny van de Beek. With the January transfer window heading towards a close, the main focus for the Reds is outgoings, and the Dutchman looks likely to be one of those names out the door at Old Trafford. He struggled for game time since making the switch from Ajax, and it's said that Everton are now in the race to snap him up. Crystal Palace are also said to be interested in the midfielder, as Patrick Vieira looks to strengthen in the middle of the park. And finally, United defender Phil Jones is in talks with Ligue 1 side Bordeaux over a loan move. The 29-year-old made his comeback early this month after almost 2 years out with a major knee problem. However, given the competition in Ralf Rangnick's squad, his chances of regular football are slim. That's all for now. We'll have more later.